CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 28th of September 2025. Here are the main news headlines. What are your must-see presentations at this year's RSGB convention? The RSGB invited the MP for Buckingham and Bletchley to the RSGB National Radio Centre for a private visit. Listen out for today's special 70th anniversary GB2RS broadcasts. Before we begin today's news bulletin, we would like to share a special message from the RSGB President Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, to mark the 70th anniversary of GB2RS. Bob says, quote, "It is with a profound sense of respect and appreciation that today we mark the 70th anniversary of the GB2RS news service. Since 1955, volunteers have given their time and their voice to keep our radio community informed, connected, and inspired. For many of us, GB2RS has been a constant and familiar presence in our radio lives. On behalf of the RSGB, I extend my heartfelt thanks to all who have played a part in this remarkable story for the last 70 years. Today we honour their legacy and reaffirm our commitment to the values and spirit that GB2RS News Service so proudly presents." End of quote. Now we move on to today's news items. The programme for this year's RSGB convention has nearly 50 presentations for you to enjoy, including leading industry speakers such as Mike Walker, VA3MW from Flex Radio, and Hans Summer, G0UPL from QRP Labs. There will be also well-known names such as Neil Smith, G4DBN, Radcom Technical Editor Peter Duffett-Smith, GM3XJE, Brian Coleman, G4NNS, and Walt Hudson, K4OGO, known to many as Salty Walt. This annual RSGB event is your only opportunity within the UK to have access to this level of knowledge, learning, and networking opportunities. As well as packed full lecture programme, there will be nearly 20 special interest groups in attendance, so if you're thinking of pursuing a different area of the hobby, this is the perfect time to explore your options. To guarantee a place, you will need to purchase a ticket online via rsgb.org/convention before advance sales close on Sunday the 5th of October. Buying your ticket online not only guarantees a place, but also saves you money when compared to on-the-door ticket prices. If you are arriving on the Friday, why not join our private tour of Bletchley Park at 2:30 p.m, which has been arranged specially for convention attendees. In addition to this, and for the new year, RSGB National Radio Centre volunteer Patrick, 2E0IFB, will be running an informal introduction on getting started with low Earth orbiting satellites. The RSGB convention takes place from the 10th to the 12th of October at Kent's Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. The RSGB was pleased to welcome Callum Anderson, MP for Buckingham and Bletchley, to the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park last week. Callum enjoyed seeing the history of radio, watching live CW contacts, and listening to his voice coming back from space, having been relayed via a satellite. Callum was invited to meet a small group of senior RSGB representatives who emphasised the important role of amateur radio in encouraging young people into an engineering career. Getting involved in science, technology, engineering and maths activities gives a great foundation that could lead some young people to follow in the footsteps of radio amateur pioneers who led the development of many wireless technologies that we rely on today. Most importantly, the visit gave the RSGB opportunity to show the problems that electromagnetic disturbance can cause to wireless reception. Examples of EMD include household appliances, broadband FTTC, and green energy from solar panels and wind farms, where the signal levels are thousands of times stronger than the expected levels given in the ITU recommendations. EMC Chairman John Rogers, M0JAV, and Board Chairman Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, explained that unless the year-on-year increases in background noise are stopped, many critical services and infrastructures could be impacted soon, just as the amateur radio bands are today. The RSGB looks forward to meeting again with Kellam, who is the Parliamentary Private Secretary for Science, Innovation and Technology. Don't forget to listen out for three special one-off broadcasts from the RSGB National Radio Centre today. The broadcasts are part of the celebrations taking place to mark the 70th anniversary of GB2RS. Listen out at 1 p.m., 2:30 and 4 p.m. Go to rsgb.org/GB70RS for details of frequencies and newsreaders. All listeners are welcome to join the pre- and post-news nets, which will be operating using the special event call sign GB70RS. The RSGB low-ra high-altitude balloon launch took place on Saturday the 20th of September and was a great success despite tricky weather conditions, which included rain and high winds. The balloon soared at a peak altitude of 48,556 feet before landing in a remote location in the Thursdon Valley. Winners of the competition to win a £200 Moonraker voucher will be announced at the RSGB 2025 convention on Sunday the 12th of October. If you're wondering what you can do with your low-ra tracker, now the RSGB challenge has finished, go to rsgb.org/LauraBalloon for a handy guide on how you can continue the fun. If you took part and would like to be included in a special feature in the December edition of Radcom, please send your photos and a short summary of your activity to comms@rsgb.org.uk by Wednesday the 1st of October. The Glasgow 2026 Commonwealth Games will be held from the 23rd of July to the 2nd of August next year. The organisers are looking for amateur radio operators to volunteer and assist with radio spectrum and other technical tasks. To register as a radio volunteer, email spectrum@glasgowfigures2026.com to be sent a code that you can enter into the volunteer booking portal. For more information and to apply to become a volunteer, visit the volunteering tab at glasgow2026.com. Wednesday the 1st of October sees the launch of UKBOTA's second annual celebration of the work carried out by the volunteers of the Royal Observer Corps. Activate or hunt any UK BOTA rock bunter referenced during October to qualify. More details at UKBOTA, that's UKBOTA.org. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk not later than 10 a.m. on the Thursdays before the Sunday broadcasts. Details of rallies and events. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society holds a surplus equipment sale on Saturday the 4th of October at Cwmdwad Room at Community Hall. The doors will be open from 8:30 for traders, 9:30 for disabled access, 10 o'clock for all visitors. All radio amateurs and shortwave listeners are welcome. Limited parking is available outside the hall and more is available on the main road. More information or to book a table, contact Andy GW0JLX on 07768282880. Sunday the 5th of October, the 50th Welsh Radio Rally takes place at Llanwern High School, Hartridge Farm Road, Newport in South Wales. Doors open for traders from 7 a.m. to the public from 9:30. £3 admission. More details and more information, email welshradiorally, all one word, at gmail.com. Sunday the 12th of October, the Autumn Dartmoor Radio Club Rally takes place at Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Yelverton. Doors open 10 a.m. Admission £3. More info, email 20rph at gmail.com. Also Sunday the 12th, Hornsey Amateur Radio Club's annual rally takes place at Driffield Showground in East Yorkshire. Exhibitors can gain access from 8 a.m. and visitors welcome from 10. For more information, email lbjpinkney@hotmail.co.uk. Special event news, Paul, VK5PAS, is active as VI8POL until tomorrow the 29th, celebrating Australia's annual National Police Week. Recently, the station was spotted using FT8 on the 20-metre band QSL5VK5PAS, Logbook of the World in EQSL. 8 special call signs are in use until the 12th of October, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Swedish Amateur Radio Association. Look for activity on the 160 to 6 metre bands using CWSSB and digital. Details of an award that's available for working at the station, visit tinyurl.com /SSA-100 in figures. DX News, the Salamis radio team is active from SX8AJX from Salamina Island, which is EU07, until Tuesday the 30th of September. Operators are using CWSSB and digital on the HF bands and via satellite. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and Club Lock. Janusz SP9FIH is active as VK9 stroke call sign from Christmas Island, OC002, until Friday the 3rd of October. Look for activity on the 30 to 10 metre bands, SSB and FT8, QSL via Club Logs OQRS. Contest news, CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest started at 0000 UTC yesterday the 27th, ends at 23:59 UTC today the 28th of September using RITI on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed. Exchange your signal report and CQ zone. Our CQ zone in the UK is 14. Also, the 28th, the UK Microwave Group F5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequency. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 1st of October, RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC. FT8 on the 2-meter band exchanges is report and 4-character locator. Also Wednesday the 1st is the RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest, 1900 to 2100 UTC. The exchange is the report and for character locator. If you're in one, you can join the other. Also on Wednesday the 1st, the United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club 80-metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using SSB on the 80-metre band exchanges your 6-character locator. The Oceania DX SSB contest runs 0600 UTC on Saturday the 4th to 0600 UTC on Sunday the 5th. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange signal report and serial number. Saturday the 4th, the RSGB 2.3 gigs trophy contest runs from 1400 UTC to 2200 UTC, all modes on the 13 centimetre band. Exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Also Saturday the 4th, RSGB 1.2 gigs trophy contest runs from 1400 UTC to 2200 UTC, all modes on the 23 SEMS band. Exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Both the IARU and RSGB 432 megs to 245 gigs contest runs from 1400 UTC on Saturday the 4th to 1400 UTC on Sunday the 5th of October, using all modes 432 megs to 245 gigs frequencies. The exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Sunday the 5th of October, the UK Microwave Group 24 to 76 gigs contest runs 0900 UTC to 1700 UTC, all modes on the 24 to 76 gigs frequencies. Exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report. They write, last week was good for HF propagation for a number of reasons. Firstly, we're now entering autumn, which offers better propagation prospects than summer. Second, the solar flux index has remained high at up to 184 as of last Thursday the 25th. We had a week of near normal geomagnetic conditions with low KP index, no Earth-directed coronal mass ejections, and a relatively quiet solar wind. These have all combined to give excellent HF propagations, including openings on the 10-metre band, using FM and transatlantic 10-metre contacts being possible in the afternoon. The maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path, according to PropQuest, has mainly been in excess of 30 MHz during daylight hours. The KQ2H repeater in upstate New York with an output frequency of 29.620 MHz has been loud at times in the afternoon as a good indicator of HF propagation. Expect it to get better as we enter October. Other US stations have also been heard on the 10-meter band using FM, including one in Ohio. Steve, G0KYA, was surprised to hear the GB3XMB 10-meter beacon on 28.287 megs from Waddington in Lancashire. Steve remarked that it's 175 miles to Norfolk. As the crow flies, he said that the signal didn't sound like backscatter, so that's quite a distance for 10-meter ground wave. Other DX worked, according to CDXC, included FP5KE, in the Saint-Pierre-et-Miquelon de-expedition. The station could be heard on everything from top band to 10 metres. V6D in Micronesia has been worked on the 40 and 17 megameter bands using CW. Other highlights include D2USU in Fiji on the 12 metre band using FT8 and 9Y49R in Trinidad and Tobago on the 10 metre band using FM. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index may fall to be in the 159 to 170 range. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to be poor tomorrow, the 29th, with a KP index of 5, and again between the 3rd and 5th of October, also predicted KP index of 5. Expect decreased MUFs for a few days until the ionosphere recovers. VHF and up. The next week or so looks to be typical for autumn. It'll be a mix of Atlantic weather systems bringing lows and their fronts, which may offer some rain scatter for those on the gigahertz band. The other side of the coin is areas of high pressure or mostly weak ridges, in this case mainly affecting the south and east of the country. This is the point where tropo operators can move in with paths probably favouring the North Sea and Scandinavia. Up to this week and then across to the continent and down to Spain during the coming week. It's worth remembering that tropo can exist throughout the 24 hours across water and along coasts like the North Sea and English Channel, although the portion of a path overland can weaken during daytime. The meteor scatter prospects remain in the random territory, so at best early morning. Recent activity with geomagnetic disturbances suggests that aurora should continue to be part of the operating list in coming weeks. Check for a hollow note or warble on the HF bands signals and for a KP index greater than 5, then consider turning your VHF arrays to the north. EME operators, moon declination reaches its minimum tomorrow the 29th, so from then on we see lengthening moon windows and increasing peak elevation. The moon's distance from Earth started to decrease after apogee on Friday the 26th, meaning path losses are falling. 144 meg sky noise will be high today the 28th and peaks at around 2800 Kelvin tomorrow. The 29th, that is, before dropping back to low for the rest of the week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.